This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A bipartisan coalition of education advocates is proposing a statewide ballot measure to close the achievement gap between low- and middle-income children. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The measure would give low-income families up to $1,500 per year to pay for after-school and summer services, like tutoring or science experiences. It would be funded by a tax increase on recreational marijuana sales and revenues from recreation and leases on state lands. Mike Johnston is CEO of Gary Community Investments. He says many low-income children slide academically over the summer.
We know high-dosage tutoring can really work, but that requires 2 to 3 hours a week, 10 to 12 weeks in a row.
The proposal's final language needs approval and then thousands of voter signatures before it is placed on the ballot. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Commissioner Lojinos Gonzalez says Denver County has tens of thousands more vaccine doses, even though the two counties have about the same number of people. He wants the state attorney general to investigate.
I just want to do what I can on behalf of our residents here in El Paso County and make sure they're treated equitably by the state, and that anybody that might have been making biased decisions on how distribution should happen, that we find out who that is and that they're held accountable.
Gonzalez says the vaccine gap has grown over the last 2 months. 52 in Denver, 51 in Colorado Springs, Vail at 29 degrees. It's 50 in Grand Junction. Pueblo clocks in at 57. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.